This is a Bikkiyush recording for Maseches Megillah, Daf Yud Gimel Amid Aleph. We were towards the top of Yud Gimel Amid Aleph. We were discussing a question that was asked on the bottom of Yud Beis Amid Beis. Why is Mordechai referred to as Ish Yehudi, which sounds like he's from Shevet Yehuda, but it also sounds like he's Ish Yemini, he's from Shevet Binyamin. So we gave a few different answers. Now Rabbi Yochanan's answer will take a new path. So Rabbi Yochanan says this is four lines into the Amid towards the end of the line. Last word line is Amar. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Liola mi Binyamin Kasi. Really, Mordechai was from Shevet Binyamin. Vamai Kari Le Yehudi. So why was he called Ish Yehudi? Al Shum Shekofer Avodah Zarah, because he denied Avodah Zarah. Shekol Kofer Avodah Zarah Nikra Yehudi. A person who denies Avodah Zarah is called a Yehudi. Kidechsev Iti Govrin Yudain. Right, there are certain Yehudis, right? So in the Sefer Daniel, in the fancy Aramaic section, it says there are certain Yehudis who deny your Avodah Zarah. Okay, Rav Shimon ben Pazi. So now we have the following statement about Rav Shimon ben Pazi. Ki hava pasach v'divrei hayam. When he would start learning divrei hayamim, Omar Hachi would say the following: Kol dvarecha echad heim va'anu yodin l'dorshan. All of your words are one, meaning in divrei hayamim. There are a lot of times where when it says different names, it actually refers to the same person. But on a Yodin, the Darshan, we know how to Darshan these times where it's really talking about the same person, even though it gives them different names. So, for example, it says in the Pasuk, the Ishto HaYehudia Yolda Es Yered Avi Gedor, right? So she gave birth to the Jewish, or the wife of Yehudia, or Mrs. Jew. She gave birth to Yered, the father of Gedor, Ves Chever Avi Shocho, Ves Yikusiel Avi Zanuach, the Eile B'nei Basya Bas Paro. Right, so, and then it says that it lists off a few different people, and then it says these are the sons of Bisya, not Basya, but Bisya, the daughter of Paro, Asher Lokach Mered, who Mered took, meaning who married, who had a husband by the name of Mered. So, now we're going back to Darshan, these psukim, meaning we said before that Mered married Bisya, the daughter of Paro. So my kari la Yehudia. So why was Bisya, the daughter of Paro, called Yehudia? Ashrim shekafra b'avodah zarah, because she denied avodah zarah. Dechsev v'tered bas Paro lirchotz al hayor. The daughter of Paro went to bathe in the river when Moshe Rabbeinu was in the basket there. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan says, what we're told that she went to bathe. Yes, obviously that's the pshuto shel mikra, but on an additional level, she yarda lirchotz migilule beis avia. She went to cleanse herself of the idol worship of her father's house. So yolda, she gave birth to v'ha ribuye ribisa, meaning when it says over there that she gave birth to Yered, Yered was one of the names of Moshe Rabbeinu. So she didn't give birth to him, rather she just raised him. Loma l'cha, she called him a gadol yasam v'yisama betoch beiso ma'ala l'vachasam ki'ilu yaladol. Right, it's to teach you that if somebody raises an orphan in his house, the Torah considers it as if he gave birth to him. Right, Yered Zemosha. So Yered was Moshe Rabbeinu. V'lama nikra shmo Yered. Why was he called Yered? She yarad lehem liyisrael man v'yamad. Because he brought down the man in his days. Gador, right? So, who's this Gador? Why was he called Gador? Shegadar Pirtosav Shel Yisrael, right? Moshe Rabbeinu, he fixed up all the breaches of Klal Yisrael. Why was he called Chever? Shechiber Es Yisrael Avi'in Shevashamayim. Because he brought a Chibur, he brought a joining of Yisrael to their father in heaven. Why was he called Socho? Shenaselahem Li Yisrael Kisukah. Right, he basically sheltered the Jewish people from the storm. Sometimes Hashem wanted to punish the Jews, and Moshe Rabbeinu stuck up for them. Why was he called Yikusiel? Right, Shekavu Yisrael Lekel Biyamav, because he caused the Jews to hope to God in his days. Why was he called Zonuach? Shehizniach Avonosein Shel Yisrael, because he made the Jews abandon their sins. Lahazniach in this case means abandon the sins. Avi, Avi, Avi. It's called Avi three times. It says Avi three times in all of those names. And again, we said at the beginning that we know how to darshan these names, that they're all really referring to the same person. So why was he called Avi three times? Av Torah, Av Chachma, Av Benavias. Because he was the greatest Talmud Chacham in learning. He was the greatest individual in wisdom, and he was the greatest individual in Nevuah. Fine. And then the pasuk continues in Devarim, Ve'elu b'nei Bisya asher lokach mered, right? So this is, these are the sons of Bisya who Mered married. V'chi Mered Shemo, v'halo, right? Was his name Mered? Halo Kalev Shemo, right? So according to Devarim Yamim, so she married Kalev. So what are we talking about that she married this fellow named Mered? So Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yavo Kalev Shemored Ba'atzas Meraglim, He says, "Bas paro shemorda begilule base avia." So Hashem said, "No, let the one Kalev who rebelled against the ideas of the Meraglim, he should come and marry the one who rebelled against the ideas of Avodah Zarah of her father's house." And it says, "Asher haglam Yerushalayim." So now we're going back to the Megillah. Okay, so we're back to the Megillah. We had Ishu diayu b'shushan avira, and then we go to the next pasuk, "Asher haglam Yerushalayim." So it says about, right, that's the part we lay in the Eichatun. It says that Mordechai was sent to the Golas from Yerushalayim, right? Amar Rava, Rava says, Shegola me'atzmo, right? He chose to go into Golas on his own. He did not get kicked out of, right? So it doesn't say Hasher Golam Yerushalayim, Hasher Hogla. He sent himself into Golas. He went out during the Golas Yechanya, before the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Fine. He went into Golas on his own. He was raising Hadassah. So, and it says, he Esther, Bastado, that's the rest of the pasuk. Karila Hadassah, but Karila Esther. She's called Hadassah and Esther. Tanya, Remeir, Omer, Esther, Shema, Velomine, Krashma, Hadassah, Al Shema, Tzadikim, Shenikru, Hadassim. So really, her real name, her given name was Esther. Why they call her Hadassah? Because of the Tzadikim who are called Hadassim, because of her righteousness and the Tzadikim who came from her, and all the tzaddikim who she saved, so therefore she's called Hadassah. V'chein hu omer, and so too it says, hu omeid bein Hadassim. The Nabi Zechariah says he is standing amongst the Hadassim. There it's not referring to myrtle trees, it's referring to tzaddikim. Rabbi Yehuda omer, no, just the opposite. Hadassah shma. Her real name was Hadassah. V'lama nikra shma Esther. So why then was she called Esther throughout the Megillah? Al shem shahaysa mesteres dvarea. Because she was a hidden person. Everything about her was hidden. She hid her words. Shenemar ein Esther magedes es ama, right? And continuing on, es maladata, etc. She didn't tell where she was from. She didn't tell where she was born. Rabbi Nechemi says Hadassah shma. Her real name was Hadassah. The lama nikra is Esther. So why is she called Esther? Shahayu umos ha'olam koronosa al shum astaher, right? So the umos ha'olam, the rest of the world called her Esther because of the astaher, Ishtar. Was the planet Venus at the time, and therefore that's why they called it that. Fine. Ben Azay has a different explanation. Esther, lo arucha v'lo katzara haisa ela benonis kehadasa. She was neither tall nor short. She was an average, medium height, like a hadasa, like a hadas is medium size. Therefore, she was called hadasa because we want to stress the fact that she was really actually an average size person, and she wasn't anything physically. Excuse me. She wasn't necessarily anything physically special. Rabbi Yehoshua ben Karchomer, Esther Yerak Rokas Haisa. He says just the opposite. She was actually had a yellowish tint to her, a greenish tint to her, and that's why she was called Hadassah. So she was not only was she not anything beautiful, but she was a little not so beautiful. But Hashem had this string of Chesed, you know, drawn above her, meaning he said it to be so that everyone who looked at her was enamored with her. Fine, and that's why she was called Hadassah, because to say that she was Yerak Rokas, she had a bad complexion, but nevertheless, everybody who looked at her fell in love with her instantly. Ke'en lo avayim, and then it says that she was being raised by Mordechai because she did not have any parents. Uvamos avia v'ima, and when her father and mother died, so then Mordechai took her to live with him. So why do we have to say it in such a way? Why do we have to say it that she didn't have a father or mother? And when they died, Mordechai took her in. So Amar Rav Acha, no, because it's trying to stress how much of an orphan she really was. Ibarta Mesavia, when her mother became pregnant, then her father died. Yaladata Mesa Ima, and her mother died in childbirth. So she really was an orphan. She mamish never had parents. Uvmosavia Vima, Lokha Mordechai Lo Levas. And when her parents died, so Mordechai took her in as a daughter. Tana Mishim Reb Meir, Al Tikre Labas Ela Labayis, the famous comment of Reb Meir that they were really married. Don't read it as Labas, but Labayis, that she became his wife. She became his household. V'cheinu Omer, And so too it says, Ularush ain kol ki im kovsha achas kitana, kivsa achas kitana, sorry. And this is Asher Kana of Yechye Vatigdal Imo, Vimbanav Yachdov, Nipito Teachel, Mikoso Tishte, Vacheko Tishkav, Vatihilo Kibas. So basically this is after David HaMelech sinned with Bathsheba. So Nasan HaNavi came and gave him some serious mussar, and he gave him a mushal of a fellow who was a very poor man, and he didn't have anything, and the only thing he had was this one sheep, and he used to give it, ate from him and drank from him and grew up with him and with his children, and it slept on his lap. And it was like a bas, it was like a daughter. So basically that's the mushal that Nasan HaNavi gave. And then, you know, the rest of the story over there is that David, and then he said, then some rich guy comes and takes it away from him just because. And then he says, what do you say about such a person? And David HaMelech says, Ben Mavis, who he should be put to death. And then, Nasan HaNavi let David have it. And he said, Atah Ish, you are the man who did this. He took away someone's wife because you didn't have to do it that way and whatever. And he gave him a very stark mussar. Okay, so what does that have to do with us? So now after all that, mishum debecheko tishkav havalei, right? So he's saying basically that she slept with him and she slept together with him. So she's like his daughter? No, ella labais, right? Hakinami labais, right? So he says it doesn't mean labas there. It means it was ki'ilu, she was his wife. So too, it was like a, so too, when we say the word bas, it doesn't mean bas, it means bias. Okay. Moving now to Pasuk Tes, it says, Ves Sheva Hanaros, that Esther had seven, female helpers. Omar Ravas, Ravas says, Shahayamone Bohen Yimei Shabbos. So she used to use them to know which day of the week it was, so she was able to keep Shabbos. Vaishanis Narosa, and they changed her maidservants to the better place and where they could go. Amar Rav, so what does it mean that they got an upgrade, that they were brought into the better area? So Rav says, Shehechila Michael Yehudi, that they gave her a special Jewish food, kosher food to eat. Ushmuel, Amar and Shmuel says, no, Shehechila Kadle de Chaziri, they gave her meat that was very good for them, but not for a Jew to eat. They gave her the neck of a pig. The Rabbi Yochanan, Omer, Rabbi Yochanan says, no, Zeronim. They gave her some type of, some seeds, some vegetables to eat. Chaynu Omer, and so too it says, Vaihiha Meltzar no se es paskavam venosin lahem Zeronim. Right? So it says that the waiter gave them, he took away their food, and instead he gave them these vegetables or these seeds. Fine. Then it says, Shisha Chadash B'Shemen Hamor. They spent 6 months getting ready in the Shemen Hamor, in the Mor oil. So my Shemen Hamor. So what does that even mean, Shemen Hamor? Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba says it's Sat Ches, some type of a good smelling oil. Rabbi Huna Omar Shemen Zayis. It's talking about olive oil. Shalo Hevi Shlish. But it's so good that it's the olives are less than a third grown, and therefore it's considered more chashuv. Tanya, we have the following brayso. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, "An fikinon shemen zayis shlo hevi shlish." An fikinon means that it was shemen zayis that was less than, the olives were less than one third developed. Belama sachen oso. Why did they use it? Why did they rub it on themselves? Shemeshir es haser. It removes all the hair that's on the body, and it makes your skin very soft. The erev he bav aboker he shava. So then it says that regarding the women, so she would come in and in the evening, and in the morning she returned. She would go to Achashverosh in the morning and in the evening, and she would return in the morning. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, miginuso shel also rasha lamanu shvachol. Right, from the gnai, from the negative report of that particular Rasha, meaning Achashverosh, we also learn his praise. Shalohi Yemeshamish Mitasa Bayom, that he was at least a little bit modest, that he didn't use the bed during the day. He only had relations at night, where it was a little bit more modest. But he Esther no se schein, So Esther found favor in everybody's eyes. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Malamei Shela Kol Echad BeEchad Mizdam Sa Lo KeUmaso. Meaning she looked like she was the same nationality as everybody who looked upon her. So everybody was able to identify with her and feel a sense of kinship with her. Esther was taken to King Ahasuerus, to his palace. She was taken during the 10th month, which was the month of Teves. It was the month that is the month where the one body gets the most benefit from the other body because it's very cold. And you can get warmth from the other person. And Ahasuerus loved Esther more so than any of the other women. And she found more favor in his eyes than any of the other any of the besulos. Amarav bikesh litom tam besula. He wanted to be as if he was with a besula. Tom tam beula. And in fact, he was with a beula. He was with a woman who, as we said earlier, Esther was already married. Oh, I'm sorry, I messed that up. Bikesh litom tam besula tom tam beula tom. Right, meaning Hashem made it such that if he wanted to consider the tam of the person to be a besula, so that's what he had. If it wanted to be a beula, so that's what he had. Meaning that that Ahasuerus basically was interested in anything and everything, and therefore he was with all kinds of women. Vayasa melech mishteh gadol, and then after he agreed to marry Esther, he made a great party. Avad mishtaya v'lo galyalei. He made her a great feast, and she did not reveal it to him. He made a great feast, and she did not tell him where she was from. Dolly Karga v'lo Galilei, right? He lowered taxes, and he did a nice thing for everybody, and she still didn't tell him where she was from. Shadar Pardishne v'lo Galilei, he sent her gifts, and she still didn't tell him where she was from. And then when all the Vesulos gathered a second time, so Ozil Shokal Eitzim Mordechai. Then he went and so Ahasuerus went and then he took advice from Mordechai. Amar in Isha Miskana Elabiyerech Chavera. Right. So he says. A woman becomes jealous because of what other women are receiving. Literally, a woman is jealous of the thigh of her friend. Meaning, when the other woman is getting something she's not getting, so she becomes jealous. Meaning, he got all these besulas together to show, hey, I can still, you might be my queen, but I can still have any woman I want. And he expected her to get jealous of all the other women, and she would tell him where she was from. And nevertheless, she refused to tell him. Dichsiv, as it says, Esther did not tell of her birthplace. Okay, so we're going to stop here and we will continue with Amud Beis in the next.